This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At T-Mobile, we'll give you four free 5G phones and four lines for only $25 per line per month with eligible trade-ins. And no, it's not a contest. It's every day for a limited time. Everyone's a winner on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay. Up to $830 off each phone via 24 monthly bill credits plus taxes, fees, and $10 device connection charge. For well qualified customers, contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you have a preference where you would you rather have it be lefty or righty, or does it, like, whoever goes can go?
I mean, my belief, there are advantages to, you know, a lefty-righty, especially moving the puck in your own end, where you don't get trapped, on your backhand, and you get a little bit limited. Sometimes ozone pressure when pucks are coming up the wall, if, you know, you're trying to release it or catch it and try to get it to your forehand to release it, sometimes that little bit of time eliminates the shot, so... I look at puck moving and a little bit of that offensive threat to, you know, catch and shoot more than in some situations. But there's advantages, too, where you slide it across and you can one-time pucks. Your mobility, if you're in the middle of the ice moving out, is better, too. So I don't know if that answers your question or not.
Are you able to say whether it's lower or upper for Norris?
I can't really say, to tell you the truth. Mid?
Okay. Well, you talked after the game in Detroit and Edmonton about, you know, you did so well against Edmonton and eliminated a lot of mistakes, but then they crop up again against Detroit. I know it's probably frustrating for you and the players and everything, but how can you get that fixed where those mistakes, some of the same mistakes don't keep cropping up on you?
You know, it's what you see as a player when you're out there, and it's sometimes what you see from the bench looks a lot easier than what you see as a player coming up ice. You know, we passed through some sticks that, you know, got picked off. I thought their pressure in a few of the situations, we didn't handle that really well and gave up some pucks. A lot of it is putting the puck in the right place at the right time, whether it's on entries or whether it's just advancing it to the next zone in the D zone. I think you probably saw a couple of the neutral zone ones where probably the only choice we had was probably high flip, you know, get it in behind their D, get it in space where we create foot races. And those were some of the choices we made that turned into A, quality chances for the other team.
Like you said, some things self-inflicted, but Patrick Kane has 5 points in that game. He passes that night. He passes Perreault and Turgeon in the all-time scoring list. What's your thought of just that's the kind of game, even at that age, after his surgery, he can still, you know, pull out of the pack?
Well, we knew if we were going to give him operating time, which we did, he can make you pay. And he's still an excellent shooter and skater. I mean, he's been a great player. So you mentioned two other great players. He's in a category of great players that he's probably lasted longer.
When you played Vegas the last time, I think you guys, obviously you were coming off the Colorado thing. I'm sure mentally it wasn't the kind of game you were ready for. How different can this team be against Vegas here at home, you know, not playing with that weight on?
Yeah, you know, I think they're it can be different. They're a frustrating team to play against. They're you would like to bottle some of their puck management and use it, because that D-core is pretty good at managing the play and putting the puck in the right place. You know, I think if you remember the way we started the Vegas game, we started with a turnover and gave them a rush chance that just led to a goal against. And those are the things that all year long we've been trying to eliminate, and we can't make those same mistakes.
McLeod saw a lot of McDavid. He's one of the few guys in the league who can skate with him. Now you have Eichel, who also skates well. Will McLeod probably see a good dose of him too, since he can
take some time and space
away from him?
Yeah, we're going to try to reunite that McLeod and Greenway Zucker now that the possibility that Norris won't be part of it. So, you know, that was a good line for us against top lines. And the one thing that Ryan can do is he can skate with everybody. And he doesn't get tired that often inside of a game, but he's going to have to skate with an elite skater for sure.